Welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're going to look at how to use social media to improve your customer service. I'm going to start, Martin, with BT, British Telecom. Now, BT Care have really embraced social media by responding to customers and reaching out to customers through social media. So, for me, they're already a good example of good using social media well for customer service.
They use Twitter in particular very well. They're very proactive because they're listening out for customers' problems. So if I say that I have a problem with my BT Home Hub, I might not even know BT are on Twitter, but they'll actually respond to my tweet and say, "Oh, is there a problem? Is there anything we can help you with?" And that's very proactive. It's allowing them to spot problems before they become bigger issues. But that's not all BT have done. They've also created an online support forum. So quite often, if you have a problem with one of your BT services, if you Google a solution, you'll be sent to one of the BT forums for an answer. And also, they use YouTube very well. And not many people seem to know about this. The BT Care YouTube channel provides great insight and great videos showing how you can tackle common technical issues.
And I suppose from BT Care's point of view, for them, ultimately it will save time and money because you can answer and respond to people a lot quicker over social media than you can with a very long phone call, for instance.
Absolutely. Customer interactions through social media are, by and large, cheaper per inquiry than having somebody manning the telephones. There's a lot of repetition and duplication in customer service, particularly for the big, large enterprises who have, you know, people ringing up saying, "Oh, I've got this problem with my BT Home Hub," and it's the same problem that the caller previous had. So if you can just guide people towards a video on YouTube, for instance, that shows people how to fix that common problem, you can cut out a lot of duplication.
Now, BT Care aren't the only phone provider which are using social media to good effect for customer service. There's also GiffGaff. Tell me more about that, Martin.
GiffGaff, the virtual mobile network, they're owned by Telefonica, which is the parent company of the network O2. And they've really embraced social. You could absolutely say they are a social business because they have actually got social solutions at the very core of their product. So, for instance, their customer service is by and large operated by their customers, should I say. It's done by their customers. So if I have an inquiry, I will be directed to a forum and I can ask a question on there where people will respond to me. And those people who respond are, by and large, customers, not GiffGaff staff. People often say, why would people do that? Why would customers do the work for the network? But GiffGaff actually incentivize people by giving them points. So if I provide a solution to a problem that you've got, people can give me points for that solution. And every point is the equivalent to one penny on the network. And so they use this point system to incentivize people, not just for customer service, but also for things like marketing and recruiting new customers as well.
What about the dangers, though, of that lack of control? You don't know what your customers could be putting out there. It could be detrimental to the brand, for instance.
These things are moderated, so, and by and large, they self-regulate. So, for instance, with the GiffGaff example, if there are customers going on there complaining about the service they get from the network, some of the super users, the super customers within the network, will actually correct the person complaining or provide a solution to that person. So it's self-policing.
Isn't this a bit lazy? It's like a company wanting to cut back on spending money on its customer care, and they're using customers to do their dirty work for them.
Well, you could say lazy, but the super users themselves and the users, the general users, are getting something out of it. So you are giving something in return. And just to show you how powerful this can be, it's estimated, GiffGaff said that if you applied the same model of customer service to O2, the network, and only 25% of their user base actually participated in that method, O2 would save £20 million per year in customer service costs.
So how do customers feel about their questions being answered by somebody who's not in authority, somebody who's not from GiffGaff, somebody who's a fellow customer?
Well, it's been received remarkably well, actually. And you have to consider this. 50% of customer questions are answered via the community as opposed to online self-service or by a GiftGaff employee. The average response time, 24/7 this is, the average response time is under 3 minutes, and 95% of all questions are answered within an hour. So people are fairly satisfied, to the point where their net promoter score, which is a score out of 100 about how well received and how likely people are to recommend your brand to a friend, is 75%, which is remarkable. 75% of customers are likely to recommend them to a friend.
How did they start out, Martin? Was it by accident that customers started answering the queries, or was this a deliberate policy?
It was by design. Telefonica made the decision that they wanted to test this new technology. They wanted to see how social could be used within a business.
Fascinating story. And if you have anything to say about social media being used for customer service, then you can do so on our website, statussocial.com.